You know, we got, you know, Josh came back. Josh had a chance to sign at top 10 rounds. Obviously, we talked about Halter. He was sophomore eligible. You know, BT's coming back. He could have signed. So, you know, getting these guys back to school, we haven't even talked about Brandon Sproat. That situation is a remarkable one in itself. But getting some of your best recruits oftentimes are guys that come back to school. And, you know, as far as Brandon Sproat's situation, you know, he goes in the third round with the Mets, and there's only six players that have not signed in the top 10 rounds in the last 2 years, and two of them have been Gators, with obviously Judd and with Brandon. So getting back Brandon to school is obviously huge for us, and he'll continue on the path he was towards the last third of the year. And, you know, getting him back, you know, as a true number one, and adding Waldrop, and you got Coppola coming back from injury, you got Brandon Neely, who had a terrific freshman year, and then you got, you know, Jack Caglione, you know, that's going to start to throw again, who was really promising coming out of high school. So